Good morning. For WVIK News, I'm Herb Trix. The Iowa Democratic Party has selected a new interim chairman to replace Troy Price, who resigned last week following a meltdown in the state's leadoff presidential caucuses. The Des Moines Register reports that the party's state central committee voted on Saturday to install Iowa State Representative Mark Smith of Marshalltown as interim chairman. The vote came a day after party officials agreed to hire two high-profile lawyers to investigate the factors leading up to the problems with the Iowa caucuses, when problems with the mobile app and other issues prevented it from releasing results. While the Illinois State Police supports legislation that would fingerprint applicants for the firearm owner's identification card, Mike Smith has more.
The change could help discover those with violent criminal histories and prevent them from owning firearms. ISP Director Brendan Kelly says fingerprinting would make his job a lot easier.
Will that help us get the job done better, having that fingerprint? The answer is absolutely yes. It is part and parcel of law enforcement. It's common sense that fingerprints catch bad guys.
The proposal is getting more attention near the one-year anniversary of a workplace shooting in Aurora that left five dead along with the gunman. The measure would also charge more for FOID applications and renewals, with the extra money going toward enforcement. The Aurora shooter had his FOID card revoked, but his guns were never seized. The legislation passed the House last year, but would still need Senate approval. I'm Mike Smith.
An 80-year-old man is set to be released this week from an Illinois prison nearly six decades after he was sentenced to life in prison for the killing of a woman in Starved Rock State Park. Chester Wigger was granted parole in November. He was convicted in 1961 of murdering 50-year-old Lillian Oding. Her body was found in March of 1960 in Starved Rock State Park, along with the bodies of two other women that she was hiking with. Prosecutors chose not to try Wigger for the other two deaths after he was sentenced to life in prison for Oding's killing. While the Department of Human Services would double-check the eligibility of Iowa citizens in public assistance programs under a bill advancing in the Iowa legislature, Iowa Public Radio's Grant Gerlach has more.
The new system would search state and federal databases to verify the income and property of approximately 600,000 Iowans in programs like Medicaid and SNAP. Republican Senator Jason Schultz of Schleswig supports the idea, saying it would create a more accurate list of potential fraud cases for DHS to investigate. But Marinell Treves of the Child and Family Policy Center says it also raises the risk of pushing eligible people off of food or health care assistance because of false alarms or paperwork mistakes.
Kids in that household, because a piece of paper got missed in the mail or there was some sort of discrepancy, they would lose their food assistance as well. So there's no way to implement this without taking away food assistance from kids.
The bill advanced to the full Senate Labor and Business Relations Committee on a 2-1 vote. A similar proposal was put on hold by a subcommittee in the Iowa House. I'm Grant Gerlach, Iowa Public Radio News.
Public health officials say a Chicago woman and her husband have been released from home isolation after recovering from the new virus from China. The couple was released from a suburban Chicago hospital on February 7th and remained in home isolation until Friday. Dr. Allison Arwadi is the commissioner of the Chicago Department of Public Health. She says the couple, who are in their 60s, can return to normal activities now with no restrictions. The woman traveled to the central China city of Wuhan in January and became ill after her return. Her husband later became ill as well. For WVIK, Quad Cities NPR, I'm Herb Trix.